This is Dr. Subhadra Bajanski with Prohibition 1 Respirco. Date of birth is 12/21/1980. This can be the history of AIDS, Rudolf Jarrett, and Helicobacter Pylori here for HIV, for the Helicobacter Pylori culture. Sitting in my chair, and I'm Dr. Chandra Pisham, I'm so glad to support from the Canada, I'm obviously HIV, Bassi, and Smoke, and Lumbus, and Discord, but I'm from Vargas, patient, play, represent you. Discord, the credit pass, and friends, I'll be getting to pass the Bernal, and the exact question, do you know if you go next, Bassi, or Smoke, and Lumbus, and Friends, and Friends, and Mentor, and the Brown, and the Parsi, and my guest, Bassi, and the Father, multi Bassi, we're thinking from the interim and lower body stomach, and simple culture for Helicobacter Pylori patients as well. So first, for the thyroid gastrointestinal disease, for seven small have hernia, diffuse gastric nodule in the stomach body also, which is multiple biopsy, things like diagnosis. Again, for Helicobacter Pylori, for straight bowel junction, non-obstructive chest squeezing, that picture. I saw quite a directly appearing tract lesion. Sounds like it's multivascular, consider the instrument subjects, multivascular taken from the distal major cortical esophagus and test separate jar. There was certain pressure on competition. Find number one, tracheal and visual esophagus, consistent with history of esophagitis. Biopsy were taken from the distal major and proximal third to run for the esophagitis. Number two, non-obstructive chest ring. Number three, small bowel hernia. Number four, body of the gastritis, the inflammation biopsy were taken slight diagnosis. Number four, interim gastritis, multiple biopsy were taken, Helicobacter Pylori culture also. Patient also had duodenal biopsy were taken, recognition, every for the duodenal biopsy, number two, every for the stomach, Helicobacter Pylori culture biopsy for the culture and sensitivity, number two, every for the body, stomach biopsy, the biopsy comes by to be aged with gold cells. Then refer to patient endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. Otherwise, biopsy confirms with gastrointestinal aplasia. Then we repeat the upper nasty in 1 year for the gastrointestinal aplasia mapping. And away from the biopsy esophagus, usually esophagitis. Patient comes a positive for the esophagitis. Start the patient treatment with the Flovent inhalers and intercord, depending on the symptomatology of dysphagia. Continue the program permanent following two sanitation. Please send the outpatient primary care provider, Dr. Amber Giacosta, and copy Dr. Carmen Sayer. This was March 27th, 12th, 23rd. March 27th, 12th, 23rd. Bishop's office.